Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Marlborough Shire Council has welcomed the funding from the New South Wales Government for a pipeline taking water from Denman to Sandy Hollow and out to Holydean. Marlborough will see the $18.9 million for the construction of an 11-kilometre Upper Hunter Water Security Project pipeline. Deputy Mayor Rod Sculls says the project is important for the future water security of the towns, but also for agribusiness wanting to start up in the Upper Hunter.
Been approached, and there have been discussions going on over several years with regards to the construction of a feed lot at Yarraman and also an abattoir. This will provide quite a lot of jobs, over the hundreds of jobs in an agribusiness to replace the jobs we're gradually going to lose in mining industry.
Rural police have been out and about attending to jobs across the Hunter Valley and regional New South Wales. Hunter Valley Police District officers are seeking the public's help to find a missing 8-year-old Clydesdale stallion named Achilles, who's disappeared from a Putty Road property. Achilles was last seen at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 1st of October. The stallion is bay in colour with a long black tail, black mane and a fringe with a white baldy face. Contact Mossbrook Police Station if you have some information. Meantime, over the October long weekend, police from Mudgee took action against a number of persons who were deemed to be trespassing on property adjacent to the Windermere Dam foreshore. The property is owned by Water New South Wales and leased to graziers, so it's off limits to go and camp there. A number of persons were fined over $1,000 each. The Singleton community now have a seat while they wait for public transport outside the Aldi store in town. There has been numerous calls for a seat to be installed, and Council's Access Audit Subcommittee have come through with the goods, installing one after recognising that many older residents use the area in front of the building when waiting for transport and found it difficult to stand. The committee says that it's important for people to let them know if there is a need like that, and they can work towards getting it done for locals. And do you feel like getting your feet wet at Denman? Well, you can do so much more than that with the Denman Aquatic Centre now reopened with a COVID-safe plan in place. The pool is open Monday to Friday, 6 to 7:30 a.m. and again from 1:30 p.m. to 7 at night. And on both Saturday and Sunday, it's open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There are COVID rules to follow, including logging in when you arrive, hygiene, groups up to 20 family members are welcome to swim together, social distancing must be adhered to, and only a maximum of 100 people are allowed on site at any one time. And that's your latest local news.